The report says not enough firefighters had two-way radios on them when they were inside the building at 75th and Craigier in December, and that those who did have radios did not communicate with their supervisors outside the kinds of conditions they were encountering. The National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health report also says that supervisors should have had firefighters leave the abandoned building once they determined no one was trapped inside. The roof eventually collapsed, killing firefighters Corey Ankum and Edward Stringer. Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford tells WBBM News Radio that the department agrees there could have been better communication, and he says the department has taken steps to make that happen. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.